Namaste, everyone. My name is Jonathan Siegel, and welcome to another episode of the Soul Family Podcast. I know this show has been about interviewing people and discussing spiritual topics, but I just have this huge inclination to share my thoughts here in another short episode by myself, which I may start doing more of if I feel called towards doing so. Anyways, yeah, if you like it or not, or even know it or not, if you're eating animal products like yogurt or eggs or meat itself, you are directly contributing and supporting one of the most objectively horrific industries in our planet's history. There are 3 billion animals killed for food every single day. 3 billion. Every day. It's a number we can't actually get our human brains around. But even if we can't comprehend that number, it shouldn't be something we just ignore. Now, I'm not here to say that what anyone's doing is right or wrong. Everyone is on their own karmic path. But I do think it's important to, at the very least, be open to other perspectives that may possibly ring as a higher truth for yourself. I mean, who am I to even say for certain that killing animals and factory farming is wrong in the first place? Perhaps there is some higher divine plan that makes all this okay. Perhaps there are countless souls out there needing to pay off karma and actually choose the long, brutal life of a dairy cow. However, as much as I do like exploring any and all possibilities, I also like to be as realistic and as sensible as I can. For me to have any progress of finding deeper truths, I must begin with what I know to be true now. And the reality is, these animals are sentient beings who have pain receptors and cry and feel pain just like us. Why would breaking my arm feel any worse than when a pig breaks theirs? Now, I don't need my economics background to understand that it's all a business. It's simple supply and demand. People demand meat and factories have to produce it. And same goes with everything, like almond milk or Beyond Burgers. If people start demanding more plant-based alternatives, you'll definitely see more of it in stores, just like we have been seeing lately. Now, while I have been part of vegan activism before, I'm not a big fan of the vegan label. It has a bad connotation to it, no doubt. I mean, of course, it's super triggering when someone tells you you're doing something wrong. But really for me, instead of classifying myself as vegan, what I'm really doing is just the best I can with the information I have. I think it's actually an innate human responsibility to do the best we can with the information we have. And with technology and social media and Netflix, I've been able to access some amazing information, from where the food we consume truly comes from to the ways to live a perfectly healthy life on a plant-based diet. I'm extremely grateful for this information and really encourage you to check out at least one documentary on Netflix and explore how you feel. If you don't resonate with the information, then that's okay. But I think it would be lazy and ignorant if you don't at least get informed. At the end of the day, I know it's going to take incredible amounts of time for people to go fully vegan. But for the sake of our planet, it would benefit so much to at least reduce your consumption a little. Maybe try one day a week going meatless, or even try skipping just one meal without animals in it. When people think about plant-based diets, I feel like they often forget about the whole category of beans and peas. A really easy first step is simply by replacing meat with the countless types of beans, lentils, and chickpeas, which are all insanely cheap and packed with protein. Again, with the internet and YouTube, you can figure anything out if you so desire. The food we eat is extremely important on our spiritual path, and ultimately, the most conscious diet of all is one that is aligned with your higher values, and hopefully as well, local and in season. But admittedly, the meat and dairy industries are currently my biggest disruptor on my spiritual growth. In meditation, I often can't help but feel the pain of the billions of animals right now on Earth being tortured. I think about the baby cow right now being taken away from its mother so that humans can drink its milk. And I cry. And it hurts. And I lose faith in humanity. But then I try to meditate again and go deeper and try to understand why there is so much suffering on Earth. However, the more I reflect, the more I realize how very little I actually know. No matter how much I meditate or how much ayahuasca I do, I'll never be able to get the full answers about our universe, about our existence, or why animals have to be so tortured. All I can do is the best I can with the information I have and choose a path that I feel is right for me. And for me, that's a path of compassion and love for all. So whether you're a vegan, vegetarian, or a hunter, I'm sending you all a lot of love and I thank you for listening. It's so important for all sides and all people to be able to listen to other perspectives and grow together. So as always, Hakuna Matata, one tribe, one love, one family.